We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredei, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Nedarim, Ushvuos, Halacha Dalid. We're in the middle of paragraph Lamed Vav, the final paragraph of this halacha, and we're up to a sub-paragraph that begins with the words V'zeh Tzrichem Barosh Hashanah. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 40, left-hand column, all the way on top. Rav Nosson Zal says he was connecting this halacha with one of the stories in Sipurei Maaseiyos, the story of the seven betlers, the fourth day, about the betler who has the ability to unite the two birds that got separated, that cry out to each other, and they can't hear each other because they're so far apart, but he has the ability to get in the middle and to bring them together. V'zeh tzrichen b'Rosh Hashanah. And this is really what's needed on Rosh Hashanah, Shehu Yom Rishon La'Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which is the opening day of the 10 days of Tshuva. Ki zeh ikar ha'tshuva, because this is one of the main issues in Tshuva, Lahaniach Hevle Olam Hazeh Ulekasher Kol Ho'avolim Lo'olam Haba, for a Jew to keep away from, to avoid all the havolim of this world, all the vapors and all the breaths of this world, and to try to attach our every breath to Olam Haba. Shehu Bechinas Shofar Kanal. We said that that's what the Shofar is all about. We blow into the Shofar, we concentrate and focus all of our breath into the Shofar, which represents Olam Haba, as we learned earlier. Shofar was Bina, which is Olam Haba. Vaidei mitzvah steki ha-shofar ono mamshichim al atzmenu koyach meit tzadikei emes shezochu lozeh. And by fulfilling the mitzvah of the shofar, we draw upon ourselves strength from the true tzadikim who have achieved this goal. They've been zoche that all their havolim are in Olam Haba, not in Olam Hazeh. Ubekoichom, and with their strength, with their help, Nizke anachnu gam kein laze. We can also be zeche to this. Veze hatzadik shezochol oze hu mispoer sheyochol lahashlich koilos. Now, in the story in Sipurei Maaseiyos, that story of the seven betlers, the fourth day, the tzadik who prides himself says that he has the ability to throw sound, to project sound, lahashlich koilos. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds a piece to this, something very special. The inyan hashlochas koilos, regarding this ability for sound to fly and to throw sound. In other words, sound, let's say, for example, let's say you have three cities, city number one, city number two, and city number three. And you want the sound to be able to reach from city number one to city number three. And you want to have the ability, lahavde, like a person kicks a soccer ball. You kick it way up in the air, and it travels a few hundred feet up in the air and lands a few hundred feet away. Here we want to take sound from one place and shoot it and throw it to a completely different place, bypassing all kinds of locations in the middle. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Heir Hashem Enai, Hashem opened my eyes, Umatzosi, and I found a source for this in the Torah. Shenimtza b'mikra b'inyan nevuah, which is found in the Pasuk related to prophecy. B'inyan nevuas Shmuel, regarding a prophecy that Shmuel Hanavi received when he was first starting his career as a prophet, when he was under the guidance of Eli HaKoyen. This is all the way in the beginning of Shmuel Anovi, Shmuel Aleph, Paragimel. Ayin Bepirush Rashi Sham, Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look in Rashi over there, Al Pasuk Vayikra Hashem, regarding the Pasuk where it says, Hashem called out to him. Zehu She'omar HaKosuv, Rashi HaKodesh says over there that this is related to what the Pasuk says in Eov, chapter 37, Yareim Kel B'koiloi Neflois. Hashem shoots his voice in a wondrous way. Eli hoya kohen, shomer mibifnim. Eli was a kohen. He was a guard of the Mishkan at that time, and he was inside much closer to the to where the Kruvim were. Ushmuel hayo Levi. Shmuel was only a Levi, v'shoychev mibachutz. Therefore, he slept outside the inner sanctuary. Knows Eli HaKoyen was much more inside than him. The kofatz hakoil derech Eli lishmuel, and the voice of Hashem traveled via Eli to Shmuel Hanavi, and Eli HaKoyen didn't hear it necessarily, and Shmuel Hanavi heard it. V'zehu bechinas hashlochas koilois mimalo lamato. This is an example of Hashem throwing his voice from a higher place to a lower place. No, it's from the inner sanctum of the Mishkan at that time. This is before there was a Beis HaMikdash. There wasn't a Beis HaMikdash yet. This was in the Mishkan Shiloh, if I'm not mistaken. And Hashem projected the sound. Hashem sent the sound from the Holy of Holies there, bypassing Eli HaKoyen, going to Shmuel HaNavi. V'zeh ha-tzadik hanal shehoye lo itzavor okoim. Now, going back to the story in Sipurei Maaseis, the tzaddik that's mentioned there, who had a crooked neck, where it seemed as if he has no ability to talk or to project sound in any big way, zocholozeh, that tzaddik was zoche to have this power, mimato lamalo, in the reverse sequence, to be able to send sound from down below to a place very high up. He knew how to project his voice, how to send, how to transmit sounds, and thereby unite these two birds that were separated. Because we know, where does prophecy come from? Prophecy comes from those two birds. Shehem maramzim b'sharoshom al yichud kutshe b'richu shchinte, where those birds symbolize Hashem and the Shechina, asher bagolus heim nisim ze mize kiyadua, whereby so long as the Jewish people are in exile, and Hashem and the Shechina are also in exile, they've drifted far apart from each other. These two birds have wandered far away from each other. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, kitzipor noidedes minkino, like a female bird who wanders away from her nest, kein ish noided mimkoimoi. So too does the male wander away from his place. Sheze soid kan tzipor. This is the secret of the bird's nest. Ukemavur betikunim bekama mekoimois lein misbar, as is discussed throughout the Tikkuni Zohar in many, many places. The Tikkuni Zohar uses this terminology all over the place about this nest with the birds, and when the Jews are in Golus, the birds are also sent away from the nest, and they wander. They're wandering in exile, and the two birds, the male bird and the female bird, are separated from each other. That represents Hashem and the Shekhinah being separated from each other. Ki elu hashnei tziporim heim bechinas shnei hakruvim shayusechechem bechanfeim al horon. Because these two birds that are mentioned in the story in Sipurei Maaseis and that are mentioned throughout the Tikkuni Zohar, they are the two cherubs, the two bird-like images that were on top of the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan. And they covered with their wingspan, they covered over the Aron. Asher mishom nimshach haruach nevuah lahanavim. And it's from there that there was broadcasted prophecy to the prophets. Kamoi shekosuv, as the pasuk says, vayishma es hakoil mibein shnei hakruvim, that Moshe Rabbeinu heard the voice of Hashem coming from between these two bird-like images. The Arizal says that the first letters of mibein shnei hakruvim spell the word Moshe, to show again that this is where Moshe Rabbeinu was receiving his prophecy from, mibein shnei hakruvim, from between these two cherubs. Asher bizman sheYisrael oisim ritzon eshamokoyim, and the Gemara tells us that when the Jews are fulfilling Hashem's will, Hemponim elponim. These two bird-like images face each other, meaning they're close to each other. Ulehefech, and when the Jews, chas v'shalom, are not fulfilling the will of Hashem, lehefech, these birds are the opposite. They're back-to-back from each other. They're distant from each other. And as is brought in the, as is written in the Sefer Zohar Chodosh, that from this day, from this particular day, there was left only one. In other words, the birds were separated. They're no longer a set of two. They're one. They're one and one, and they're very distant from each other.
And therefore, this tzaddik, who has this knowledge and this ability to broadcast sound,
bevadai zocho lahakol hanimshach mishnei atziporim, that tzaddik was certainly zoiche to that sound that comes from these two birds. He certainly is knowledgeable. He knows that sound, and he knows how to emulate that sound.
Shemishom ikar shoyresh kol hakolos.
That's the source, the spiritual source from which all koil emanates.
Umishom ikur b'chinas hashlochas koilos.
And that's where this whole, that's the central broadcasting station of the world. From Mibein Shnei Hakruvim over there.
B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, Yareim keil b'koiloi niflois.
Hashem booms out, thunders out with his voice, wonders.
Chesed u'gvura kanal.
This is the chesed and gvura that we spoke about earlier, a few pages ago.
Al kein, therefore, me'achar shezocho lozeh ha'koil shel shnei atziporim,
because this tzaddik was zoiche to attain, to understand completely the sounds of these two birds,
al kein hu yochoy lechabrom.
Therefore, he has the knowledge and the ability to unite them, to reunite them.
V'ze b'chinas shofar kanal.
This is the symbolism in the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah.
Ki shofar, we blow 100 sounds with the shofar, which symbolize the full spectrum of sound.
Ki shofar hu b'chinas ruach nevuah, hanimshach mi'atzipor amanal.
Because the shofar represents the prophecy that comes from these two birds.
What does shofar have to do with prophecy? We mentioned it before. We quoted a pasuk earlier from Yeshaya.
Bebechinas, where Hashem says to Yeshaya Hanovi, kashofar horeim koilecha,
lift up your voice. In other words, when you're giving over your prophecy to the Jewish people, lift up your voice like a shofar. Blast them.
So we see that the shofar represents prophecy, represents the prophet giving over his prophecy.
V'chein matan Torah.
And so too when the Jews received the Torah on Har Sinai,
she'oz hoyo ikar hizgalus hanavuah,
that was the one of the highest levels and one of the greatest performances of nevuah, of prophecy, where Hashem was speaking to the Jewish people, right?
Ponim beponim dibra Hashem imochem, it says.
Hoya bekoil shofar.
It was accompanied by the sound of the shofar, right?
Kamei shekosev, as the pasuk says there,
the koil shofar chozak moed.
The sound of the shofar was very powerful.
Moshe yedaber, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke,
v'ho elokim yanenu v'koil.
And Hashem supported him with sound. Hashem brought the sound system, right?
So we see the connection between the shofar and the nevuah, that those two go together.
Those are together in the Novi, on Har Sinai,
that the shofar represents this prophecy.
It represents these koilos of Kedusha that travel between these two birds, between Hashem and the Shekhinah, between Hashem and the Jewish people.
V'al kein, al yidei koil shofar, mamshichim koil nevuah.
And this is why through the sound of the shofar, which we blow especially on Rosh Hashanah, we draw this sound of prophecy,
shehu b'chinas koil ha-mechaber shnei atziporim,
which is the koil which unites these two birds that were separated,
shemishom shoyresh ha-nevuah.
And that's the source of all prophecy from between these two birds.
And this helps us to be able to unite, to bring together and unite these two birds,
which correspond to the union between Hashem and the Shekhinah.
Rav Nosanzal says, if you look in the writings of the Arizal, and you look to see the secret behind, the Kabbalistic part, behind the blowing of the shofar, this is what it's all about. It's about bringing about the union between Hashem and the Shekhinah. How?
Lenaser HaMalchus. The Arizal discusses the fact that in the beginning, the Malchus and Hashem are back to back. They're connected back to back. And in that manner, there can't be any unity, any real union.
So the first thing we have to do is slice, lenaser, to sever the connection between the Malchus and Hashem.
Uleyachado im zeranpin.
And then have them turn around, become face to face, and have the Malchus unite with zeranpin, which is its male counterpart. This is the terminology that's used throughout the Zohar HaKadosh.
Kayadua, as is known, Shehem Bechinas Shoyresh Hatziporim Anal Kiyaduva Kanal.
This Zeranpin and Malchus, they are the source of these birds, as is known. Because again, Zeranpin means small faces. The Kruvim that were in the Beis HaMikdosh and in the Mishkan were birds with children's faces. It says the face on the face of the bird was like the face of a child. And that's this connection also between this Zeranpin and Malchus, you know, bringing about this union.
V'alkein shofar mekabetz nidoche me'agolus.
Now you'll understand why when we talk about Mashiach coming, when we talk about the final end, the shofar plays a very important role in that. The shofar is what's going to gather in, what's going to announce the ingathering of the exile.
K'may shekosu v'hoyo b'yoyim ha'hu yitoka b'shofar godol.
When that day will come, they're going to blow a very great shofar.
Uvo'u ha'oivdim me'eretz Asher,
and all those who have gone lost, all the Jews who have gone lost in all the lands of the Goyim, in Ashur and all these places, will come.
V'hanidochim eretz Mitzrayim,
and those who got pushed away from the land of Mitzrayim, all of them are going to gather in to Eretz Yisrael.
Ki ikr kibbutz goliyos, v'ikr ha'geula, ha'koil toluy b'chibur shnei ha'tzipor ha'manal.
Because the whole ingathering of the exiles and the redemption is dependent on the unity bringing together these two birds.
She'aleihem ne'emar, about which the Pasuk says, Kitzipor noidedes minkina,
like a bird that wanders away from its nest.
Kayadua, as is known throughout the Zohar HaKodesh, throughout all the Sifrei Kabbalah.
Vayidei shofar nistak enzois. And through the shofar, all of this gets corrected. The shofar that's going to be blown in the future, and the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah.
Shezeh ikar ha-geula. This is the essence of the geula, b'chinas kibbutz goliyos.
The geula is going to be the ingathering of all the souls, those who are distant, far away.
We just mentioned this recently. Today is Sunday. On Shabbos, we read Parshas Vayechi. And we read about the climax in the life of Yaakov Avinu, when he's about to leave the world. And he gathers his sons around him and he says, here we go, let's tell the story of Mashiach. And the Shekhinah leaves him. And he's wondering, what's wrong? Could it be that there's something wrong in them? And they all scream out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, showing that their faith is solid. So what could it be? And Yaakov Avinu realizes what it could be. That in order for Mashiach to come, you get 10 tzaddikim together or 1,000 tzaddikim together, it's not enough. That's why when he first gathered them, he said, hey, Osvu, gather around and I'm going to tell you about Mashiach coming. Right after that, the following pasuk, he says, Hikovtsu, gather around. Again, gather. What's the difference between hey, Osvu and Hikovtsu? Asifa is when family members get together, or people who are part of a committee. They're all the same. They're all similar. They're all close to each other. Kibbutz means
reaching out, all gathering people from all kinds of distant places and bringing them in. Yaakov Avinu realized that this is what it's going to take. The fact that he and his sons were so great was wonderful. It was very special. But not Moshiach. The Geula, the final Geula, is going to require the Shofar Godol, the blasting, the broadcasting, the reaching out to people who are very far away and being able to bring them in. That's the final Geula. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude this halacha, which spanned about over 20 pages. Hashem should help. We should be zochet to review it and to do the chapter in Likut Imran on it and the story in Sipurim Isis. That'll give it much, much more meaning and hopefully more important, most to be zochet to come back to it again soon, to finish the whole Likut Halachas and come back again.